SBS Radio.
Australia has been put on notice by the United Nations about the greater likelihood of corruption in the Pacific Islands during the coronavirus pandemic. The UN's regional anti-corruption advisor in the Pacific, Anita White, says the pandemic has seen some countries loosen their rules, which increases the risk of corruption.
Under the emergency COVID-19 circumstances, some countries have relaxed safeguards on transparency, oversight and accountability mechanisms, and limited open access to data. To address the emergency, there is also a tendency to waive procurement safeguards, withhold information, and suspend measures designed for constructive engagement of multiple stakeholders in various governance processes, enhancing significantly the risk of corruption. Economic recovery, along with health security and stability, would be seriously hindered by corruption. As a consequence, economic recovery and stability would suffer.
The roundtable heard Pacific Island nations are the recipients of almost $3 billion of foreign aid each year. Anita White says the Australian government must be mindful of the fact that the pandemic could see corruption increase.
There are multiple examples from previous health emergencies and natural disasters of money being dispersed to individuals rather than organisations, duplicated payments for supplies, disregard of procurement procedures, and patients being charged for health services and medicines that are already paid by international donors. Regrettably, COVID-19 is providing ample room for new and existing forms of corruption to flourish. There is little doubt that there is increasing corruption, and this will exacerbate the economic damage that the virus is already causing and make it harder for Pacific Island countries to recover.
The roundtable heard how Australia's relationships with churches in the Pacific is particularly important when 90% of people in the region identify as Christian. Dr. Sureka Goreng is with the Uniting World, which is the International Aid and Partnerships Agency of the Uniting Church. She told the roundtable Australia's role in the Pacific is sometimes seen as self-serving and not genuinely aligned to the needs of the region. She told the roundtable the Pacific Island nations are concerned about Australia's climate change policies.
I think that we need to make sure that our other policies and how we work holistically, particularly in trade agreements around our aid program, and in particular how we as a country address climate change with our internal policies, is going to play a significant role in whether our approach to the Pacific is seen to be genuine.
The importance of climate change for the region was also mentioned by an agency aligned with the Catholic Church. Stephanie Lello is with the Caritas Australia.
For the Catholic Church in the Pacific, these priorities include environmental protection, climate change, and increasing participation of women and youth in decision-making.
The inquiry into strengthening Australia's relationships with countries in the Pacific region will continue to take written submissions until the end of this month and is due to deliver its report in 2021.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.